It's Food Friday. Summer is here, and that means it's peak season for melons. Well, it's not far off. Melons can be a great snack by themselves, but can we make them a little more exciting?
That's the challenge we laid down for our resident foodie here at WPR. It turns out there's a lot we can do with melons, including curry, ice cream, even putting them on the grill.
Lori Skelton is a WPR classical music host and a regular on Food Friday. Lori, thanks for being here today.
Hi, nice to be with both of you gentlemen.
So lots of melons that we could possibly buy this summer. Can you give us a quick rundown of the types of melon you're going to be talking about here today?
Well, here's something that's going to blow your mind.
I'm ready for it.
In Wisconsin, we have watermelon and we have muskmelon. And if you're saying, well, where's the cantaloupe? Where's the honeydew? Where's the cassava?
Where are they?
That's all part of the muskmelon family.
Okay.
If you're going to get technical, all of those other melons are muskmelon. It tends to be, in this state, we refer to muskmelons as a cantaloupe or a honeydew that's actually been grown in Wisconsin with a seed that's formulated for our soil, our growing season. If you're getting melons at any other time than late July into early September, if you're getting them from the grocery store, they're coming from Florida, they're coming from Arizona, they're probably not going to taste as good as what we can grow here. Melons need a long growing season with intense heat, which is why I still get freaked out when I see watermelon in the grocery store on Memorial Day weekend. That's not how I was raised. if you see watermelon before August, it's just not good.
Now, before we get to making anything with melons, one tough thing, and I still have trouble with this, knowing when it's ripe. And it's something I think you pointed this out to us. Paula Poundstone voiced her frustration about on Wait, Don't Tell Me.
I try to teach my kids to eat healthy food, but you get a cantaloupe and you don't know when it's going to come of age. You have no idea that period between when it's like hard as a rock to when it's smooshy inside is about 10 minutes.
Right.
And ring sometimes dings. You got to wake the kids in the middle of the night because the cantaloupe's ready. Your kid wanted Fruity Pebbles just so he could sleep.
All right, so we're at the store or farmer's market. There's the melon. How do we assess the ripeness, Lori?
All right, a muskmelon should smell like very fragrant flowers, either roses or sometimes something a little bit muskier. Pick up your melon and shake it. If you hear loose seeds, that's a ripe muskmelon. You can give it a little gentle pressure on the sides, not on the end, believe it or not, and you don't want it rock hard. But unless you really like soft melons or you've got a recipe where you are going to be pureeing it, and it doesn't matter if it's a little bit mushy, you don't want the outside to have too much give. With watermelons, you make a fist like you're going to knock on the door. You give it the thump test. It should sound dull. If your watermelon sounds hollow, if there's a sharp knocking sound, that's not a ripe melon. If you've got two watermelons that are the same size, pick them up and whichever one's heavier, that's the one that's going to be riper. Look for small scratch marks on a melon at the farmer's market. That's an indication that it was pollinated by bees, so you're assuming really good care was taken of it. And also, you want to look for those waxy crisscrosses on the outside of a muskmelon. That's called netting, and that's an indication, if you've got good netting on that melon, it's a good indication that there hasn't been a lot of liquid lost. So there again, that's a way to keep a melon fresher longer, just by getting a better melon to begin with.
So one of the things that I am guilty of falling back on is going to a summer grill out. I buy a watermelon at the store. I've done the test that you've talked about. I haven't gone full on Gallagher to it. I've given it the little knock. I bring it home. I cut it up. I put it in a bowl and I call it good. What can I do to spice that up a little bit to make it a little bit more exciting and a little bit different for my guests?
Start with just one or two additions. If you've got a good melon, you want to celebrate the melon. You want to enjoy that distinctive flavor. So I would say pick one, maybe two other things to add to it. Berries or cherries are a good idea. Citrus always works with melon. Maybe a kiwi, maybe a mango. Almonds, hazelnuts, pecans, those are all great with any melon sweeter salads. You want to get a little more exotic. Musk melons play really, really well with lychees and macadamia nuts. Watermelons are good with pistachios and pomegranate seeds. And just start with a couple of little things. And then if you want to go full on big cornucopia of fruits, you can go a little bit ahead. But start with a couple. You may want to throw in a little bit of vanilla to bring out flavor. Or if there are adults at the party who don't mind some alcohol, sweeter spirits. Brandy is always good. Grand Marnier, Kirsch, Sambuca is really good with melon. And you also might want to add a real healthy handful of a chopped herb like basil or mint. Or if you have tarragon, maybe not so much tarragon as mint. And if you've got anise hyssop, that's a lovely thing with melon.
And you also mentioned watermelon and feta cheese salads.
Okay, now that's getting away from the sweet. That's going towards savory. And when I put this up on Facebook, this was something that got a lot of attention. Ina Garten, Barefoot Contessa, has a arugula, watermelon, and feta salad. Watermelon loves salt, and salty feta cheese is great. So Ina Garten's recipe is a citrus vinaigrette, orange and lemon juice with a lot of chopped shallot and olive oil. You toss that with a little bit of kosher salt, a little bit of watermelon, and feta cut up about the same size, 6 cups of baby arugula, and you toss that all together. Again, chop up a lot of mint leaves. It's very easy. The lovely thing about this salad is that you can throw all the ingredients except the vinaigrette in a bowl, have the vinaigrette separately, then take it to your potluck and toss it right at the table so nothing gets soggy. It's a great dish to pass. And yeah, this came up. One person mentioned it on my Facebook feed, and everybody piled on. It's like, oh, yes, this is incredible. And you can find it easily through the Food Network. Just look for Ina Garten's arugula, watermelon, and feta salad.
It is Food Friday, and we are talking about cooking with melons here on Food Friday with our regular foodie guest, Lori Skelton. And Lori, you said that watermelon loves salt. Another thing that watermelon tends to love is spice. What should we do if we want to heat up our watermelon or muskmelon in general?
Sweeter spices like ginger are great with any melon. Watermelon really likes cinnamon. And some people might want to play with a little bit of cardamom or nutmeg. Some people, though, find that melon is going to bring out more of the menthol flavor in those spices. So be very careful when using those. The other thing that melon just loves is chilies. Standard street fare in the Southwest in Mexico is you get a cup with wedges of mango and melon and jicama that's been sprinkled with salt and ground chilies and lime juice. Alice Waters of Chez Panisse out in California makes up a chili lime salt, tablespoon of crunchy, flaky sea salt, teaspoon of ground chilies, and the zest of one lime. And she recommends making this in a big batch, keeping it on the counter, and just using it throughout the summer, just sprinkling it on melon wherever you want to go. So that's a good way to get started, the heat. Tabasco, oddly enough, can be fun with melon. Yeah, just a little. but you've got that lovely, cold, sweet melon. It just like playing with salt and heat with a good caramel or a good chocolate. You know how that will bring out layers of flavor by adding just a little bit of heat. It works with melon as well.
It's Food Friday. Lori Skelton is with us. We are talking about using melons in new and creative ways.
We want to hear your ideas as well at 800-642-1234. Do you have a favorite way to use watermelon, honeydew, cantaloupe, or something else? Do you ever cook with melons, throw them on the grill? Whether it's sweet or savory, what foods do you like to pair melons with? And what questions do you have? Give us a call at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page.
Coming up, grilled, pickled, and curried. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Chris Molina. Right now, we're picking up our Food Friday talk about melons with WPR's Lori Skelton.
And you can join in at 800-642-1234. Is there a favorite fruit that you pair with a particular kind of melon when you're making a fruit salad? Do you do something wackier with melons? Cooking with them? Making salsa with them? Grilling? Call in at 800-642-1234 or call with a question for Lori. 800-642-1234 is the number. You usually, Lori, say you don't want to cook with melons. One exception is a recipe you've shared with us. It's at WPR.org/Food Friday, a curried watermelon.
Now, melons are 90% water, and so it's hard to cook with them because spend any time on heat and they're going to disintegrate. But melons, for the most part, were developed in India centuries ago. So it would make sense that there's a curry for watermelon. Mm. From Rajasthan in the northwest part of India, start with about 5 cups of cubed watermelon. Take 1 cup of that, throw that in the blender, and that's going to be the start of your curry sauce. And then you will toast cumin seeds, a little bit of garlic in your pan with the oil. Add some coriander, turmeric, cayenne pepper. There again, you got your little bit of heat. And put in the pureed watermelon. Cook that down a bit. Then throw in the rest of your watermelon cubes. They're only going to need about 3 to 5 minutes. Mm. And they'll be coated with this watermelon sauce that is infused with great spices. Sprinkle cilantro on top of that and serve on top of basmati rice. This is one of the quickest curries I've ever come across. And even though it's cooked, it's still incredibly refreshing.
Now, outside of that, I have heard of tossing watermelon on the grill. I've never done it myself. I'm assuming if I did it, it would just crumble and I would be sad. But what advice do you have if somebody wanted, perhaps this weekend, if they're outside grilling, if it's not too hot out there, what advice do you have for someone to throw a melon on the grill?
Start with thick slices, for one thing. And if you have a really sweet melon, you won't need to add anything to it. If your melon maybe doesn't have quite the flavor it's going to have in August, you might want to brush it with some olive oil and then lime juice. Maybe you want to get clever and caramelize and sprinkle a little bit of vanilla sugar or some other flavored sugar on top of it. Keep your slices thick. It's not going to need much time on the grill, but if you've already made your basic melon salad and you're thinking, you know, this is kind of boring, simply grilling the melon is going to add that incredible caramel, that smoky, wonderful flavor that may be all you need to do to jazz up a summer salad. Then, too, because melon is so refreshing, if you're just grilling the slices of melon, that's a great thing to add if what's on the rest of your grill is really, really hot. Mm. Melon is great if you're doing Jamaican jerk, if you've got a really hot barbecue sauce. Having those chunks of melon alongside, it's tying in with the flavor because it's grilled, but again, still refreshing, still a good thing to have in the summer.
And let's talk pickling of melons. I've seen, I buy my pickled okra at the grocery store. I came to that late in life, and next to it is the pickled watermelon rind. Let's start with that. This is something we can do at home.
Watermelon rind pickles are a southern staple, and if you want to do a quick pickle that will keep in the fridge for a couple of weeks, you take your watermelon, take the very outer hard green rind off, chop them into 1-inch pieces. You're only going to want about 1/4 inch of the flesh. You really want to stick with the rind. You can cook that down in a hot brine, probably with a little bit of chili, star anise, fresh ginger, kosher salt, black peppercorns, sugar, and unseasoned, maybe rice vinegar for something a little bit softer. You're going to want to cook that in the brine for about 30 minutes, cool it down, and then store it in an airtight container. Again, that'll keep in your refrigerator for about 2 weeks. If you want to do something even quicker, take thin slices of melon. If it's really thin, you can even leave the rind on if it's a musk melon, and just put it in a basic cold brine, a little bit of white vinegar, water, a little bit of salt, a little bit of sugar. All that's going to need is about 30 minutes, and then you can slice that up and slip that on your burger and surprise everybody with new kind of pickle.
We're talking right now with Lori Skelton here on Food Friday, talking about getting creative with melons, muskmelon, cantaloupe, watermelon, you name it. And we're taking your calls at 800-642-1234. What do you like to do with melon? Even if it's just chopping it up and putting it in a bowl, that's fine. But you get creative with it. Do you put it on the grill? Have you tried making a curry with it? We want your melon recipes at 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Lori, we just talked about pickling rinds. Another technique that we can use, maybe not so much for the rinds, but for the melon itself, is candying them. Do I have that right?
Now, this is a really good save if you've cut into a melon and it is either rock hard or it has started to go mushy. Cut the flesh up into 1-inch pieces, again, toss with sugar, maybe a flavored sugar, and stick in the oven for about half an hour. 400 degree oven, 20 to 30 minutes. What you're looking to have happen is have those pieces start to break down a little, but also start looking like roast squash would be at Thanksgiving. Mm. You want that caramelization on the outside. I don't know as I would make an entire salad of that, but it would be an amazing garnish. You can candy pieces of melon in a sugar syrup on top of the stove. In that case, I would be more inclined just to make a really good, interesting sugar syrup, maybe one with lavender or pink peppercorns or bay leaf, and then just serve the melon pieces in the sugar syrup.
We heard from Marsha on Facebook who recommended a marinade. So make it a marinade with melon. This is going to be cantaloupe oil, maybe olive oil, I don't know, lemon herb, curry powder, and salt. Yeah. So that sounds pretty good. What would we marinate in that?
This is a friend of mine, Marcia Lawton Raleigh from Backyard Patch in Illinois, and she has this for chicken or pork. I'm not quite sold on the idea of marinating beef in this mixture. Where salsa, or where melon is really good with beef, is making a salsa. This is one where you'd use a melon that's going to be a little bit firmer, chop it into very small dice with red onions, cilantro, a little bit of oil, and serve that on your grilled flank steak as a side.
Well, with it being really hot this weekend, I'm thinking about, I'm going to have some family over this weekend, thinking about making some stuff that's a little on the cooler side. Mm. Summer popular option is doing a cold soup. Fruit soups are one option. Can watermelon be worked into something like a gazpacho or something like that?
Watermelon is a great thing for gazpacho. And if you're making the real easy thing, not an ice cream that requires a churn, but granita, where you puree something wonderful, add some sugar, and then put it in your freezer in just a container that you scrape up. You don't have to actually churn it. Granita makes a great garnish for other cold soups, for other gazpachos. Basic melon soup is about 3 cups of melon to the juice of 1 lime, maybe 1 lemon, 1/2 orange, depending on your taste, and then some good vinegar to bring out just a little more flavor. Cold melon soups are, you can really have a lot of fun with them, varying how sweet you make them. You may want to have them as part of a breakfast buffet, or you can get the cured meat. You know, melon and prosciutto is a classic pairing. If you fry that prosciutto or fry some bacon, that makes a really good garnish for a cold melon soup at dinner time.
And you mentioned we're not quite in season yet. It sounds like this would be a great time to try these recipes then. If we're going to the store, it's maybe not the awesomest just cut them open and eat them melons in the store quite yet. This is a lot of great ways to do something with them.
You do need, I think, to jazz up what's available in the store right now. And you can get very, very creative, I've discovered. It doesn't have to be the main flavor, but it is something you can throw into, say, your poke bowl a little bit of melon added to your tuna is really, really nice. Melon loves those Thai flavors of nam pla, the fish sauce, with a little bit of garlic and lemongrass. It does love, again, that salty thing. It does love soy. So maybe you're making a cold chicken or shrimp salad that has more of those flavors. And go ahead and throw in a little melon. There, it's really good if the melon is on the firm side. If anybody has ever used melon with a salad that's dressed with mayonnaise, I really want to hear about it. I have better luck if you're working with sharper cheeses, like mozzarella, like burrata, or like creme fraiche or a tangy yogurt. I think that's a better dressing for a protein plus melon in your salad.
Okay, that's all well and good, but talk to me about dessert. Talk to me about how we can incorporate watermelon into a frozen treats.
Basically, anything you'd put in a salad, you should put into a blender and freeze. You can make easy popsicles for the kids. That's, you know, just throw in some fun stuff in the blender, let them choose, and let them freeze their popsicles. Again, if we've got adults in the mix, granitas, you don't want them frozen solid. That's the perfect time to throw in maybe some tequila, maybe some sake, and you've got a lovely icy adult dessert to play with. If you're going to make a melon ice cream, it does work, but depending on how sweet your melon is, you may want to add some other flavors. You may want to use sugar syrup to flavor it. I generally think that you need more sugar for a melon ice cream. You will want to heat your milk and sugar first on the stove. Let it cool down. Then throw that milk in your blender with your melon. You want this as smooth as possible if you're going to put it in an ice cream churn.
Well, that sounds like a great place to leave it. Lori, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Lori Skelton is a WPR classical music host and a Food Friday regular. She was with us to talk about getting creative with melons, from getting them on the grill to including them in frozen desserts. There is still time for you to share your recipes over on the Ideas Network Facebook page.
And speaking of recipes, you can find a couple of Lori's suggestions at WPR.org/Food Friday. We've got that watermelon curry and I think the pickled watermelon rinds over there. And if you are a fan of pickled watermelon rinds, I always look at them at the store and think, do I really? You eat those? I'd love to hear from you. Tell me if I should try them out. Again, WPR.org/Food Friday.